Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We've got a ton of iOS 14 and Apple Watch news to get through today, so let's get started. First off, according to code seen by 9 to 5 Mac, Apple is set to roll out rich system-wide support for mouse cursors with iOS 14 and iPadOS 14. Apple added basic support for external mice in iPadOS 13 as an accessibility feature, but it seems that iPadOS 14 will take things to the next level. The changes coming to the software will bring most of the cursor features you recognize from a Mac desktop experience to iOS. This includes support for multiple pointers depending on what is being hovered over, such as switching from a standard arrow pointer to a pointing hand when hovering over a link. Apple is also developing support for Mac-like gestures, such as tap with two fingers to right-click. There will also be support for using a trackpad with gestures for switching between applications, again, much like things currently work on the Mac. But one difference between the Mac and the iPad will be that the pointer disappears automatically after a few seconds of not touching the connected mouse or trackpad. This is likely Apple's way of still encouraging touchscreen support on the iPad when possible. And finally, iOS 14 also includes evidence of two new smart keyboard models, which, when combined with all of these gestures, corroborates report that at least one of these models will include a built-in trackpad. For instance, a tap-to-click setting is present, which indicates that the trackpad will have some sort of depression, probably also with some kind of haptic feedback, again, like on a MacBook. These iOS 14 code findings by 9to5Mac certainly make it clear that Apple is taking pointing support in iPadOS to the next level this year. This includes sophisticated mouse cursor support, expanded gestures, and so much more. Next up, Apple is developing a new augmented reality app as part of its work on iOS 14. The new app, which is codenamed Gobi, will allow users to get more information about the world around them using an augmented reality experience on their iPhone or iPad. Based on 9to5Mac code findings, Apple appears to be testing integrations with Apple stores and Starbucks. So for example, at an Apple store, you could use augmented reality on your iPhone to get information about the products on display, including pricing, features, and compatible accessories. The iPhone or iPad would know about what augmented reality experience to begin based on QR code tags in the area. So you could walk up to a table at an Apple store, scan the QR code, and then begin an AR experience on your iPhone or iPad. There will also be some sort of SDK or API integration for third-party companies to provide their own tag identifiers. So this would allow other companies and developers to create augmented reality experiences based on iPhone and iPad for their customers. Apple currently appears to be trialing this feature with Starbucks. So you could walk into a Starbucks store and use augmented reality to view things about the menu and different drink options. But what's unclear is if any developer or company will be able to tap into this API, or if Apple will limit it to certain partners, especially at first launch. And rounding out today, we've got a ton of details about the Apple Watch Series 6 and watchOS 7. Again, based on an early version of iOS 14 code seen by 9to5Mac, Apple is developing a new feature for sharing watch faces between users. Watch face configurations will be shareable as files through the share sheet from the watch app on an iPhone, and these files can be previewed in the Files app and then shared with various methods, including AirDrop. Next up, watchOS 6 includes two versions of the Infograph watch face, including Infograph and Infograph Modular, but watchOS 7 will include a new version called Infograph Pro. The key characteristic here will be a new element for Apple Watch faces, a tachymeter. A tachymeter is an analog watch scale located around the dial that is used to measure speed and distance based on travel time. It's a popular feature on certain analog watches, and it continues Apple's approach of borrowing features from analog watches for the Apple Watch. There will also be new features for the photo watch face. Currently, Apple lets users create personalized watch faces using images from the Photos app on the iPhone or via groups of photos from albums. WatchOS 7 will add support for shared albums as well. For example, somebody could use their shared family album as a watch face that includes photos added by other family members. You could also create a shared album for managing photos on a parent or grandparent's watch face. Apple also appears to be developing the ability to set up and manage Apple Watches for kids using a parent's iPhone. A single iPhone can already activate and pair with multiple Apple Watches, but only one watch can be used at a time, and each watch is tied to the same account on the iPhone. But under the new model, a parent could activate and manage an Apple Watch for a child without requiring a second iPhone. There's also a feature called School Time, which will allow parents to manage which apps and complications can be used during certain hours, such as during class. So it seems like Apple might start positioning the Apple Watch as a viable alternative for an iPhone as a kid's first communication device. And last but not least, iOS 14 continues to suggest that WatchOS 7 will add support for sleep tracking. 9to5Mac has previously reported on this, and new evidence in iOS 14 include that there'll be the ability to set a personalized sleep goal in the Health app on iPhone, and that the Health app will also include recommendations for improving sleep duration and quality. We've got a ton more iOS 14 news on 9to5Mac.com, and we'll have even more later today and throughout the week, but that wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily for now. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.